Midwest Family Radio Sports presents The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Good morning, along with Brent Witkowski, it's Phil McDonald. This is The Coaches on WSJM Sports. We are brought to you by Advanced Import Repair, Gateway Services, IMS Insurance Management Service, Dominion Auto Group, Harding's Friendly Markets, McGee's Heating and Air, Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline, Pizza Hut, Rogers Foodland, Siemens and Bridgman, City Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153, and Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. We're in studio, but Henry's is still open. You can still get their full menu all day, every day, through the drive-thru at Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. Hard to believe, but we have reached the last coaches show of the season. We started back in mid-August.
Correct. Yeah, a week before football game started.
2 weeks before.
2 weeks? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. We can do the same this year? Because I'm out of town 2 weeks before. I got to take Emily back to, well, we'll leave after. That's the week she goes back for her last week of college.
So this is the last show of the season. We'll say our goodbyes toward the end. We want to thank you, as always, for joining us, whether it be in person at Henry's Hamburgers or just listening to us online, on air, or wherever. Our guests this morning will include Neil Carter, the athletic director of Lake Michigan Catholic, Larry Jackson, track coach at Benton Harbor, Alan Ellsbrough, the athletic director at Berrien Springs, the Lakeshore Athletic Director, Greg Younger, and Stacy Henge, girls track coach at Lakeshore. All that straight ahead. We will take a break. We'll touch base with Neil Carter from Lake Michigan Catholic next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
Oh, that's a hot pizza.
It's not a smart idea to touch a piping hot Pizza Hut pizza right out of their 400 degree ovens.
Oh, that's a smoking hot pizza.
So they don't even try. From Pizza Hut sizzling hot 400 degree ovens into a box and headed to your home, your pizza goes hands free. Order for delivery, carry out, curbside pickup, even contactless delivery upon request. They've doubled down on their industry leading safety policies at your hometown Pizza Hut. Nobody out pizzas the Hut.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski. Coming up after the show, we have an encore presentation of the rebroadcast of Benton Harbor's state championship basketball game from 2018.
By popular demand?
I guess you could say that.
Okay.
We're just looking to fill time, pretty much. And what better way to fill time than with a state championship game?
I listened to that the other night. You saw I was painting and listening to it, and I forgot it went overtime.
Did you really?
Yep.
Okay.
I forgot about that part.
Okay, so we don't give anything else away other than it going to overtime.
Nope.
We'll have the rebroadcast coming up at 10 o'clock here on WSJM Sports. Neil Carter, the athletic director of Lake Michigan Catholic, is joining us this morning to recap things for the Laker athletic season. How are you doing today, Neil?
Great. It's sunny and 80, right? We can play two.
At least two.
Exactly.
You talking two rounds or two holes?
No, I'm talking doubleheader baseball, man. Oh. I'm a baseball coach.
Well, heck, we can get in two doubleheaders then. We'll play four.
Exactly. Make up for all the ones we missed.
Man, how's it been for you? Not just not having high school baseball, but just not having baseball at all.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We've been kind of busy just with all the stuff we're trying to figure out, you know, going forward, and because that changes every day. And it was hard, you know. Our spring sports teams basically got 3 days of practice, and then we shut them down. And that was right in the middle of us hosting semifinals for the boys basketball district. And so, yeah, that was a crazy 48 hours back then. I mean, it seemed like that was years ago. But, yeah, that was really a strange thing how that all went down and how we tried to figure that all out. And everybody thought back then it was only going to be shut down for a couple of weeks. And, man, they surprised all of us. So.
Yeah. Well, as long as you've been coaching and been an athletic director, I'm going to go ahead and venture to guess that you've never seen anything like this before.
No, nothing like this. I was thinking about that the other day. I said the closest I came to something like this, it wasn't nearly this extreme. We were going up to Grand Rapids to play a quarterfinal game against, I think, Grand Rapids Calvin Christian, and it rained the whole day, and we thought the game was going to be canceled. And we were waiting. The parents and the kids are all staying out by the bus, you know, trying to decide if we're going to get on the bus, not get on the bus. And finally they said we were going to go. And so, I mean, that was about as close as you could get to it. I mean, the next thing close to that is like your middle school sports. Usually when a game gets canceled in the wintertime because of the snow or whatever, you don't make those things up. And so the kids are all heartbroken about that, rightfully so. And but nothing ever I've seen anything this crazy. So
yeah, it has been crazy. Well, we want to have a chance to give you the opportunity to recap the athletic season for Lake Michigan Catholic, and I think, well, before I even say anything, we'll just ask you what stands out as some of the highlights at Lake Michigan Catholic athletically this past year.
Well, our records didn't really show how well our kids competed every game and in every sporting event. We were going through a transition period, you know, and which every school does somewhere along the line. You never do, but it's going to happen. And, you know, it was our first year really being playing eight-man football. We ended up playing the last game of that season. We played Colon, who ended up winning the championship last year. And this year we have our own league now. We have 10 solid schools in now, so our schedules are going to be set every year, which is a blessing. When you try to schedule football games, that's a challenge all by itself. And and our other thing is that a big challenge for us, you know, we go off with Countryside for a lot of schools now, and we had the Watery Grounds with us for football and basketball. They're going to go on home this fall for volleyball, and then we play tennis with New Buffalo and Bridgman. So, yeah, it's those are the challenges that they're fun challenges at times.
Yeah.
I guess is the best way to put it, but those are the things that how we make it all work and how the kids all get along from the other schools. Back in the day, when we played sports, when I played sports, you didn't like whoever you were playing. And now today, the kids all know each other. A lot of times they hang out together and everything, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
With the combination working with other schools on different sports, do you spend a lot of time then with their ADs working on schedules or with you having the final say?
Well, like I'll use girls tennis. We're the lead school on that. And then for the boys, it's Richmond. And so we kind of each take care of the schedules and make sure we're letting the other schools know what we're planning on doing. football, Derek, countryside, and constant communication, making sure we're all on the same page, and they've been very supportive, and then all the schools we've ever worked with, we've had great success with all of them. You know, we're all trying to do one thing, and it's for the kids, to make it happen for them. And, you know, we send kids to, girls and boys to Bridgman for their swimming, and, that's worked out really well. I tell people we're one of the smallest schools in India, and yet we provide more sports offerings than almost a lot of the bigger schools. People just scratch their heads when I tell them all that we do, and some of those are, you know, not easy to do, because a lot of times your parents have to drive the kids to the other schools and so forth, or they carpool, which I'm not sure how that's going to work this fall, but the regulation's coming out, and we're really there's a lot of unknowns going forward, which is going to be interesting to see how this all works out.
Neil Carter, Athletic Director of Lake Michigan Catholic, is joining us here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It is the Coaches. I was going to bring up before we had you talk about some of the highlights. One thing that sticks out for me is Mary Voitko is hired as the girls basketball coach, and she's helped out in the system under Joe Jarvie, but her first year as a head coach, I was impressed with the job that she did.
Yeah, Mary came on board, and she was very open about it, you know, that there was a lot of little things when it comes to details that she wasn't sure about, and so we were all helping her, you know, to get through. And the other thing that she had going for her is she brought her dad on board to help out. And being the previous coach, you know, that helped a tremendous amount for her. And, you know, and everybody supported her, which was nice, you know. And it was, like I said, it's always tough. I tell people, because I was, you know, before I became a head coach, I was a JV coach, a freshman coach, with Jerry Hinman. If you don't watch everything they do, which a lot of times you don't have the time to do that, you miss out on some things that you're going to have to do once that person's gone and you're the lead guy. There's a lot of paperwork that you have to do behind the scenes, and it just takes time, and it's part of the coaching job. But a lot of times the JV coaches don't pay attention to that kind of stuff, and all of a sudden it's thrown on them, and they say, hey, wait a minute. But she made it through. You know, we brought Josh Beckman back to be the boys coach, so he kind of had an idea what was going on. So that was helped a lot, and I think he did a great job with the boys. And, you know, just our goal is to try to keep these coaches here for a number of years, and so we can have stability in the programs and move forward. And that's all of the programs. You know, it's tough when you change coaches every other year, you know, and but on the other side of the coin is you don't have a lot of college coaches or NBA coaches or NFL coaches knocking on your door. So, you know, we're thankful when these coaches, you know, alumni want to come back and coach and their heart's in the right place and they do a great job. So it's,
With the MHSA adding that fifth quarter rule, I assume that's really would help out your girls and guys basketball program.
Yeah, it will. I mean, Indiana has something similar to that. I don't know. it'll be interesting how that plays out. I think if you get your numbers right, you're in good shape, and you kind of go from there. And like I said, you have to track all that stuff, which again is more paperwork and so forth for all the coaches and the ADs. But if it's something that's going to help you improve your program, we're all for it. You know, we want to do with, you know, what can make our programs get better and move forward. There's been a lot of stuff been thrown out there, and we're all waiting for the smoke to clear to see what the final verdict is going to be on a lot of these things. It's curious right now, and they talk about going forward and the fall sports and cleaning the balls you know, no water coolers and this kind of stuff at events. And I said, if a kid has to bring his own water bottle, which is great, where are they going to refill it? You know, just that's just one little, you know, and what do you do about your officials? Are they going to be wearing gloves and masks? And do they, we have to provide them with hand sanitizer, which I assume we are. There's a lot of little details that are going to be out for all schools, and it's going to be interesting.
You know, you bring up a good point. This is something that I've brought up with Brett the last couple of weeks, is everybody is hoping that sports will return in the fall. But with some of the precautions you have to take, and you mentioned some of these guidelines, do you anticipate added costs to athletic budgets because of this?
Absolutely. Just take the hand sanitizer alone that you have to have every practice. You have to have the thermometers, and you want to have the ones that you just, you know, do it at their forehead instead of having them actually use the old thermometers. That's expensive, and those things are not cheap. And hand sanitizer, I mean, so are these. We've talked about, you know, different ways of getting that stuff, because you really don't want the gel. You want the liquid form, because you put gel on a ball, I don't care what kind of ball it is, it's going to be a problem. I mean, I guess you, they get this ball, you'd be throwing splitters back, you know. There's added expense, and I know I talked to some of the bigger schools, and they're concerned too, just like we are. So
yeah, we're talking Lake Michigan Catholic Athletics with Athletic Director Neil Carter. We had a chance to bring this up with St. Joe Athletics last week with the retiring of some coaches, and made me think about when I'm talking with you here this morning, your coaching staff of all of your varsity coaches. Is Marco Tomasi now the dean of LMC coaches? Is he the longest tenured now?
You know, I haven't even thought about that, but you're probably right. I think he is, and that's interesting.
I take that back.
Marco
Joe Herzog.
Yeah. It's just a little circle. He jobs inside where I do, and every now and then I'll see him ride his bike or his around the circle and so forth. But you're right. He probably is the senior now. Right. And
I forgot.
I don't believe he's gray, but when you talk about seniors like I am.
No, we were just, Brent and I were just talking, Joe Herzog would have that title.
Well, see, once again, you know, you caught me off guard with the first question. Now you say that, you know, Joe's, I think Joe would have to be the longest. You're exactly right. Joe's one of those guys that he's a lot like Marco. You know, they put a lot of time into their programs, and Joe does a lot of work on the field and so forth, you know, in the off season and even during the season. And, you know, Marco has his summer running club and so forth. And those two guys, they work hard at what they do, and they're well respected, and which is great. And like I said, they love their kids, and they'll do everything they can to make their kids better and support them 100%. So, those are two great guys you can build around, that's for sure.
And, you know, Joe Herzog's been coaching softball at Lake Michigan Catholic. When we were talking about now, he's the longest tenured at Lake Michigan Catholic. He's probably one of the longest tenured head coaches in the area.
Well, you know, in today's world, that's probably right, because coaches really don't coach long-term like they used to. I look at how many coaches I look at. I go back to Brewer Valley because that's where my kids played, and I coached there. And how many coaches have been there since Jerry Hinman and Jerry Schaefer? And it's amazing. Those guys are there forever, and they love what they did, and they love the kids. And it's just, but I just think people get, I think coaches get burnt out more today than they used to for whatever reason. So.
And then after each season, do you sit down with your coaches and go over the season and plans for the next season?
Yeah, we have meetings. Like, we'll have a meeting. It was going to be – usually we do it in the first week of August, but we're going to move it up a little bit this year just because of all the crazy stuff that's going on. And so all of our coaches are on the same page and remind them of, you know, the new rules. Like, one of the rules is – this year, you don't have to have a physical. If you had one last year, it's a carryover, which is something brand new. And I think that's just a one-year deal from the Michigan Sioux Lake Association. Stuff like that, you still have to fill out the health questionnaire, which is part of the deal anyhow, but make it a little bit easier on the athletes and the parents. I know originally when this first state came out of this, it was because they said people couldn't get into doctors, but I think that's loosened up a little bit. And yeah, because there for a while it was hard to, they didn't want you, you know, like when you're elder stage like I am, they didn't want you to leave the house, which I didn't follow that rule very, very closely. But yeah, it's champ. We will meet with all the coaches and talk things over, go over some of the new rules and so forth, and get our plans, you know, our condition stuff set together. I know Toby and I talked Wednesday night. We moved some equipment upstairs, and so we just had a little powwow session afterwards, and he's as frustrated as anybody. So,
yeah. Well, as we wrap things up with Lake Michigan Catholic Athletic Director Neil Carter, what about the success that your competitive cheer team has had as of late?
Yeah, into the regionals, what, four straight years, and Josh Durbin and Ethan Michelle did a great job with the girls. Josh is stepped down for the coming year, and so it's like everything else, you know, we're trying to figure out which direction we're going to go with that, and you know, it's tough. We're worried about, you know, because competitive cheer is one of those high-risk sports that they've labeled, and so you have to be careful, you know, and figure out what the best interest of the school and the program is, and but he, like I said, he's done a great job, and they came in when the program was struggling and built it back up. And, yeah, it was fun. You know, I've been to the regionals and for four straight years. Went to Caledonia, I think, for three straight years. And last year they were at Bronson, which you can't get to Bronson from here, but that's a long road trip.
Do you go through Burr Oak to get to Bronson?
No, thankfully I did not go through Burr Oak, but I do know where Burr Oak is, trust me.
Yeah, I do too.
Nice
now.
Community. Great.
I couldn't tell you how to get there, but I know where it is now.
Yep, great people.
Great people.
Just not a lot of anemones.
So, Neil, real quickly before we let you go, with eight-man football and you with the co-op with Countryside Academy, the two enrollments for next year, if it happens, is Lake Michigan Catholic eligible for the playoffs because of enrollment, or are you still too big?
We're going to be too big.
Can't be by much, though.
What's that?
I would say it cannot be by much now.
Well, no. See, what the cutoff is, oh, crap, what is it, 203?
I thought for football they went 215.
With Countryside's enrollment, we're way over that. And, you know, like it's us, Bridgman. I was trying to think that that might be the only two schools. Maybe Bangor is in our league.
Right.
I think New Buffalo should be able to qualify this year if you go there. But, yeah, it's one of those things. We don't like it, but we don't have a choice. And I told the kids and told the coaches, if we have a winning, great winning season, whatever, we'll have our own celebration. You know, we'll make something happen for the kids. And but we're at least, but at the end of the day, they're playing football, and that's what our goal is. You know? And the Countryside, Derek Nessage, you know, he's on board. And even when I was trying to remember what sport it was, soccer, girls soccer. When we won districts, he put up a banner in the gym. You know, they. You know, girls soccer district winners, and so you know, so there's ways to, you know, to honor the kids the best you can and make it work. It you hope someday that the MJ will raise that number a little bit higher so we can play, and so yeah, that's a big thing, and it's just one of those crazy things, you know. But we need Countryside and LLC, we need each other for football, and it's a couple other sports, and. We're making it so the kids can play the game, and that's what we're here for. So.
Right. It's about giving the kids the opportunity.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right. Neil, as always, we appreciate your time. It's always good to catch up and recap the season for Lake Michigan Catholic. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. And like I said, you guys support us, and we love it. Love what you do for LMC. And just real quick, I have to give a shout-out to Tom and Barb, because without them, I would be lost. And Jane say this, and Jane Dean will say the same thing. They do great stuff for us, and they're always there when we need them. And it's nice when you have people that you can count on 24 hours a day to be there for you. So I just want to give a shout out to them. So.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, because, you know, as a graduate of LMC, those three people you named right there, Tom and Barb Strzokowski and Jane Deaton, they don't come any better.
You got that for sure. I mean, they put their heart and soul into the school, and like you said, I'd be lost without them.
Right, Neil, as always, we appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Neil Carter, Athletic Director of Lick Michigan Catholic, here joining us on the Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. After the break, we'll talk Benton Harbor Track. It's coming up next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hello, Southwest Michigan. Michael Ross here with City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the Crew in Blue, we would like to extend our thanks to all of you for your loyalty, trust, and patience during this most difficult time in our community. Our utmost concern is the health of you, your families, our crew, and their families. It is for this reason that we continue to operate under a restricted service schedule. If unsure of your needs, please feel free to call the Crew in Blue today. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.
They're here to help. That's the message the Siemens family wants you to know right now. While operating safely under current state of Michigan guidelines, Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Bridgman is open to repair or service your vehicle. If you want to shop new or pre-owned vehicles, you can even do that. Just go to Siemens.net for online shopping or call for an appointment. They'll even deliver a vehicle right to your driveway. Siemens in Bridgman reminds you we're in this together, and they're here to help if and when you need them.
Today you can buy your insurance on the internet, but if you have a house fire, you don't want your insurance over the internet.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey of IMS, an auto owners agency, know that buying insurance online sounds easy, but there are risks.
There's very important medical questions like personal injury protection questions and whatnot if you have medical insurance. And if those aren't answered correctly, then in the result of a major accident, you may not have proper coverage.
IMS, an auto owners agency, St. Joseph and Niles.
The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski in studio. Wishing we were at Henry's Hamburgers, but you can be, at least through the drive-thru. Henry's is still open. You can get the full menu through the drive-thru at Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. Larry Jackson, track coach at Benton Harbor, is joining us here on the Coaches. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing today?
Good. How about you?
Good. How you doing, Coach?
Great, great. Just waking up on a beautiful Saturday morning.
Got to cycle out?
No, just relaxing.
Okay. You still got the Harley?
Looking for a new one. I sold the one I had. I'm looking for a new one. Try to get one next week.
Next week.
Okay.
Yeah, next week. I need to have it. I told the wife, hey, I'm spending the money. Go ahead, honey. So I guess I got some good brownie points.
There you go.
You got the okay from the boss.
You've been home so much.
Got the okay.
Yep. Well, good.
I hope you guys are doing it. It was good to see you guys last week, by the way. I'm glad to see you guys are doing well.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to see you, Bill.
You've been a long-time coach, whether it be football or track, and you're looking at the track program in Benton Harbor. And when I saw you last week and talking just a little bit about some of the student-athletes that you are going to have a chance to coach at Benton Harbor. And I know some of the kids run track just as a secondary sport to keep in shape for another sport. Some kids, though, will participate in track and field because it is their love. And I know you've seen student-athletes coming through Benton Harbor that they just love track.
Yes. I have a few kids that that's what they really specialize in. Derek Kramer, Ron Roseberg, even though he played football, but he's getting some looks at some small colleges, Division III schools, trying, and Albion to run track. So he's really he's one of our state qualifiers, Ron Roseberg, last year in terms of the 100 meters. So we were really excited for this spring for Ronald and all the kids who came out for track this year, because I think we're going to have a pretty competitive squad coming this spring.
I know there are always things that are hard to deal with as a coach, but I got to imagine what you and other head coaches around not only the state, the country have dealt with, and that is dreams of student athletes were doused because of the coronavirus. And you mentioned your student athletes in track at Benton Harbor had dreams of competing and possibly winning a state championship, and it was taken away. Man, as a coach, that has got to be so hard to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Very, very difficult. And season has just got started. We had a few practices, even though we've been training ever since November indoors. But, you know, spring sports, we get excited for. The kids are all pumped. Our basketball team was doing well, so that would have fed right into our spring sports and our spring's athletics. And it's just an unbelievable feat to have a pandemic come across our world to really stop pretty much our world and affect our economy and our sports, Major League Baseball and all the other professional sports. But to have a kid come into a senior year and this is his sport, I know it had to have been devastating, but, you know, what you can do, not too much you can do with the pandemic, and they stop all athletics across the country. Sad.
Yeah,
you know, and I would think with you having to be in Benton Harbor independent in all your sports, and obviously and that includes track, probably a lot of your meets were not going to be dual meets, were they? Mostly invitationals?
Yes, exactly. So we did get a couple meets local here. We had Lakeshore coming in with with Niles, so we was going to compete with some local schools. But yes, like you said, Brett, we're independent, so we had a lot of invitations coming in, and we don't have, you know, per se a league, so we can compete every week or Tuesday and then do an invitation on Saturday. So it is sort of a challenge to try to get, you know, some good dual meets to get our kids the competition they're going to see when it comes to regionals and on the state level. So it's sort of tough for that.
Mm-hmm. Larry Jackson, boys track coach at Benton Harbor, joining us here on the coaches on WSJM Sports. How many, you know, student athletes did you anticipate roughly on the track team this year? Would you have seen the numbers go up a little bit?
That was my goal. You know, I teach in the school. I teach building trades for the last, 15, 20 years. I'm at Benton Harbor, so I have a pretty good reputation of with the students and being a coach around for so long. My numbers were looking very well. You know, our football numbers was good, so I'm helping out with football. So we're trying to recruit those younger kids, those freshmen and sophomores and juniors, along with, you know, some of our upperclassmen now. So my numbers-wise, I was looking around 45 to 50 students, athletes coming out for track. So I was really excited about, you know, having a good distance squad. And I was going to have Carlos Johnson, some of the basketball kids, Gregory Cooper, come on, do some high jumping for me, and some good long jumpers. So good distance kids, can believe it or not. Quindarius Davis, Q Davis, he's a distance kid, believe it or not, with all that quickness he got in football and basketball. But he loves running the half mile, the mile. So I was excited to have those kids out. So, yeah, the numbers look very positive for us this spring.
And I've brought Quindarius' name up so many times. If you want to talk about a well-rounded athlete and a great individual on top of it all, but there doesn't seem many things that Quindarius can't do.
Well, that's it. You've seen him over the last few years. He was an all-stater for basketball this year, along with Carlos Johnson. But, you know, he's a good football player. He's a good basketball player. He plays baseball, of course, you know. All those different abilities falls right into track. So, yeah, it would have been very exciting to see a kid like that with all that talent and ability to really shine in the spring.
Now, is he going on anywhere to play ball of any sort?
Yesterday, there was graduation, so it was great to see those kids. And he mentioned that he's supposed to be signing somewhere, whether it's Fair State, Davenport. We're not sure yet exactly. But, yeah, there's a lot of schools that really want to tap into his talent because he has a great ability to, you know, help a program, impact a program, whether it be football, track, or basketball.
Those numbers you mentioned that you anticipated going out for track this year, that is great to hear because, it was a handful of years ago I was talking with, whether it be girls track or boys track, the numbers had gone down, unfortunately. But it's nice to sound to hear that they're going back up again.
Yes, it's exciting. You know, it just pays dividends by being in the school and having relationships with student-athletes and even students that are just average students that don't participate. Maybe you get them in class and, you see their personalities and you try to motivate them to do something special for their school, for their senior year, junior year. So, yes, I was looking excited to get those kids out, the kids that, you know, normally you don't hear about but still got a lot of ability that can help a program become successful.
Now, for regionals, would you have been Division II then?
Still? Yes, we would have been Division II in regionals. Yes, we went down to Sturgis.
Yeah, Sturgis seems to be the place where they always hold those at.
Yeah, it is. And, God, you know, Brett, it's always a nasty weekend down there. We always get rain. It's cold. But if you catch a good day and if they have a fast track, they do a great job. They're very organized and they're very precise. And but they do host a good meet down there.
Yep.
So, Larry, when you were looking ahead to the season, what did you see as some of the strengths for the boys' track team at Benton Harbor this year? Where would some of the strengths have lied?
Believe it or not, a lot of our strengths, of course, is our sprints. Ronald Roseberg was going to, you know, coming back, just missed being all-state by 300th of a second last year in 100 meters. So we'll be looking forward for him. Our relays is going to be tough, but I really was looking for our middle distance, the distance kids to really start developing. We had a lot of freshmen and sophomores last year competing, and along with Quindarius Davis come back to help us out in the distance. So the third 200-meter relay team, I think, can compete with a lot of schools in our area. And I don't know if people know about, you know, Southwest Michigan, and they do. We always turn out great athletes, whether it be the Lakeshore kids or the St. Joe kids, Niles. We always have a great spring outlook and impact statewide in our area. So just seeing our kids and missing the Rotary meet, you really would have seen some really good times because, you know, all our schools in Southwest Michigan really got some competitive athletes, boys and girls. So it would have been great to see those kids.
Yeah. I have to imagine that, and I could be wrong, is track an easy sport to sell to student athletes? Because I got to imagine you've got a football coach that says, well, if you're not playing baseball, I want you to run track, and a basketball or wrestling a coach, if you're not playing baseball, I want you to run track, because track lends itself to so many other sports.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's a great development sport also, but yes, it's a tough sell to have a kid. Yeah. You got to go run 3 or 4 miles a day to even get a solid base to go ahead and compete at the mile and 2 mile distances. So it's tough, but once you get the kids that does the crossover, they're coming from basketball, they're coming from wrestling in the winter, coming to a spring sport. So that helps their conditioning. And but it goes back to like everything else, Phil, I said earlier, it's all about having relationships with student athletes and students and try to create a positive outlook on something that they're not really comfortable doing. So you try to make it fun and you try to make it, you know, of course, competitive and practices. So it can be challenging, but it also comes back to having a good relationship with student athletes in the school.
I got to know now, as the coach, and you're going to go out there and run with the guys, are you going long distance? Are you going sprint? Are you going hurdles?
I say run, the only thing I'm going to be running is my mouth.
I was going to ask you.
In terms of running, no, my days of running is over with pretty much. And I'm just trying to stay out the way and get these kids ready to compete at a high level. That's about it.
You still got your dreadlocks?
Oh, yeah. My dreadlocks growing.
You can swing those around.
Dreadlocks growing back. So just trying to be relaxed and let my hair grow.
Hey, you can swing those around as you run.
Quit it, Brett. Quit it, Brett.
Use them as a weapon.
Hey, Larry, who would have been some of the other folks helping you out coaching-wise in the team this year?
We had something sort of different than some of the other schools do that. So we had, you know, of course, with budget cuts. So we had four coaches, Andrew Hurst, and I had Bryce Hurst to come and help us out, and Olivia Hess from Barron Springs, who was an athlete down there years ago. She comes out, and she was going to come out and help us with the track team. So it was just the four of us was go ahead and do that and develop our kids. So we're trying to go and specialize. One coach is to do the kids, distance kids, sprinters. There was a sprint coach, the field event coach, and then we just do some overlap on some of the other events. So we always going to do it like a team effort.
And Andrew Hurst, as long as he's been coaching track at Benton Harbor too, man, you want to talk about an icon.
Oh, yeah, Andrew's been here. He was a good athlete during his time, and he's a good coach. He gets girls out. He's a little queasy. He has a quiet personality, but he gets everything he can out of his kids and really motivate them to give the young ladies his best, give their best when they're out there competing.
Yeah, I guess a man of few words, but when he speaks, it speaks volumes.
Oh, yeah, and he is a great soundboard. He's seen a lot of, you know, athletes, coaches, situations, so it's good to have somebody with his knowledge in the athletic field to be a part of the team, and so he's a great asset to the track program.
How many younger, and I know you're not going to know an exact number, but would you have had a good number of younger track and field athletes this year, or was it pretty senior heavy?
It was a great balance. I think we had around 15, 16 seniors and around 20, about 20, 21, 25 underclassmen, freshmen, sophomores from last year, and the freshman team for basketball players and some kids that play football that know me. So it's been a great balance to see both sides, upperclassmen and middle, younger underclassmen, coming out, competing and developing, you know, some relationship skills and seeing each other and competing each other every day. So, and I had some really exciting freshmen coming in with some good speed too. So it would have been great to see those young kids compete.
Most definitely.
Get some seniors out there.
So you hate, obviously, to have the seniors lose their season, but at least you have reason for optimism for next year then.
Oh, that's for sure. Yes, we really had some things. You know, developing a program, it takes a few years, but if you have a good base, a good nucleus of seniors to develop those younger kids and say, hey, it's going to be exciting. You guys hang in there. I know you're competing against seniors and juniors who've been running 2 or 3 years of ahead of you, but you can see your future if you just keep going, keep working. So it would have been a great opportunity for those young kids to feed off some of our seniors who've been there and develop their own work ethic and ideas of how they're going to try to compete and track them in their future.
You going to be coaching in the fall now?
Yes. I talked to Coach Jinks, so we plan on maybe helping him out somewhere in football or maybe in the press box. He's developing his program now, so hopefully I'll be out there trying to, you know, get the kids ready to compete football.
Outstanding.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Larry, we appreciate your time, as always. And like I said, it was great to see you last week and glad to see you. You guys are doing well, but we really appreciate catching up with you.
Hey, thanks a lot for the opportunity, fellas. You guys have a great summer, and we'll see you around. Thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Bye now.
Larry Jackson, track coach at Benton Harbor, joining us here on the Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. When we come back, we'll talk Berrien Springs Athletics with Ellen Ellsbro. That's next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Why?
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, three pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at gatewayvro.com.
It's the Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, along with Brett Witkowski. It's Phil McDonald. Again, when we're done at 10 o'clock, we'll have a rebroadcast of the 2018 Class B Boys Basketball State Championship game between Benton Harbor and Grand Rapids Catholic Central. That is coming up after the show around 10 o'clock here on WSJM Sports. Alan Elsbro, the athletic director at Berrien Springs, joining us now to recap the season and a little bit more for the Shamrocks. Good to hear from you, Alan. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are doing well. Good morning to you guys, and we appreciate you, you know, making this show work.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely our pleasure. I mean, we wish we could see you in person in Henry's, but at least we can get you on the phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we've been recapping with so many athletic directors, and obviously you're in the same boat as everybody else, this has been a very, very strange time. And I have to imagine you've learned an awful lot during these last several months.
Well, it's an unprecedented time. None of us have ever witnessed or been through a pandemic such as this, and I hope to God that we don't experience anything like this again.
Hear, hear for that.
Yeah, because that, obviously you've been successful with your spring sports, especially in baseball and track the last few years, and that had to be a pretty disappointing for that to go by the wayside.
It was. We were looking forward to great things happening this spring with our spring sports, with track. Looking forward to them going in Division II and seeing, just looking on paper what their times are going to look like. We were pretty excited what we were potentially going to see. And then baseball was looking real well. Softball has been coming on a tear last couple of years, and our girls soccer program is also has been really picked up some steam.
Yeah, and not to be able to see them perform, the coaches, the student athletes, but you as an athletic director too, what a bummer.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with words for it, but it's something that we're dealing with, and right now we're trying to move forward and get ready for the next season.
As we take a look back at the year, and actually if you look back at the last several years with Berrien Springs, whether it be athletics or academics or anything else, man, there are always good things going on at Berrien Springs, new things and better things. And boy, you've seen things grow an awful lot the last handful of years.
Yeah, our district has really taken that forward step in the classroom and also, on the ball fields and in academics or athletics. And I hate to kind of admit this, but I think our students really didn't miss much of a beat the last 2 months because we were already, for the last 3 to 4 years, we had a one-to-one program where the kids had their own Chromebook. And we were already, our teachers have been in professional development for the last couple of years, you know, utilizing that medium to educate our students. And so, you know, as much as they might not like the online learning, they were already, you know, in that when it happened. So it was an easier transition than I think some others may have experienced.
If there's a school district that understands online learning with your virtual schools, et cetera, it would be bearing strings.
Yes, and that's just the point for us. The curriculum department has done a great job setting up our school across the board, you know, whether it be online or whether it be PLTW and just some other outreach education that we provide. And then athletically, I'm sure you've driven by and you've seen our construction going up on the new stadium. That's exciting to see some of that pick up. It was, they were off for about a good 7 weeks, which was obviously disappointing. But now they're back to work, and the project is right now it's on target maybe for September 1st to be completed.
I've said this to so many people before you even broke ground with the football field. Again, we're talking with Berrien Springs Athletic Director Alan Alsbro here on WSJM Sports. You had shown me an artist's rendering of what it was going to look like. And the first thing that came to my mind, and again, your football stadium is right there on M139, is, man, that's a piece of eye candy right there.
Oh, absolutely. It's our, you know, handshake to the community. It's our front door to the community. So it's a very welcoming site, and it's going to be very busy year round.
You're not going to have Uzlak greeting people at the door, though. I hope, though.
Well, you know, we'll get him doing what we can.
Well, you know, when it's done, it, well, of course, when that's done, then there's probably going to be more construction at Berrien Springs. But when it's done, just to have an opportunity to take an aerial photo of the campus with the new football stadium and the new tennis complex and your soccer field and that would be a pretty impressive sight.
Yeah, absolutely. And we just broke ground last week for the new Athletic Arts Center, the AAC. And that's going to that's being developed where the old track was in the old soccer field. So it's going to attach to the high school, and we're going to have three basketball courts. We're going to have an auditorium, which we've never had. So we'll have an auditorium for about 700 people, and it's just going to be a spectacular place.
Now, are you redoing your competitive gym, or is that staying the same?
Our current gym will stay the same, but it's going to be – that's really going to be kind of our auxiliary gym. This new gym is going to have a show court on it.
Man, once all of the new construction is done and it just, you know, everything is all nice and complete, you're going to be bored.
I'm sure we're going to be, you know, looking at getting additional help to monitor some of those areas, because it's going to be, we're going to be busy. It's going to be exciting.
Alan Alsbro is joining us here on The Coaches, talking Berrien Springs Athletics on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. As you take a look back at the shortened athletic season for fall and in winter sports, any highlights that stand out to you, whether they be team accomplishments or individual accomplishments at Berrien Springs?
Oh, I have a number of them that I'd like to point out. Our football team last year went undefeated, and they were BCS conference champs. Soccer team, they, for the first time ever for the school, were BCS conference champs. So that was exciting for our soccer program to win a conference championship. cross country, BCS conference champs as well. And for the second year in a row, they were the Berrien County champs. And tennis, BCS conference champs and regional champs. And then our competitive cheer, it was basically that week before everything got shut down. They were in the state finals for the first time ever, but they were BCS champs. During the year, our competitive cheer set new records in all three rounds and also an overall record. And, you know, as a result, they were consistent throughout the year, and that's what really got them to the state finals. So it's a very exciting year for the teams and the kids. And, you know, if we have time, I've got about 12 kids that we are aware of that are going on to the next level, playing at the next level.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. We'd love to hear about it.
All right. Well, we've got Kevin Blaylock. He's planning on playing football at Ferris. Zoe Dortch taking track at Adrian College. Jackson Glanzer planning on playing basketball at Calvin. Solomon Henderson planning on running track at Indiana Tech. Garrett Jones, he actually graduated early back in, you know, he took a couple extra classes and got what he needed to graduate, and he left back in January, I think, the first week in January, and went to Kansas. So he's playing for the Jayhawks out there. Faith Kilson is planning on playing soccer at Lake Michigan College. Emily Knight planning on playing softball and cheer at Defiant. Anthony Latin planning on playing football at Trine University. Shay Reyes planning on running track at Huntington University. Zaria Suggs planning on running track at Iowa Western. Danny Vinson is looking at either playing football, I think, for Hope or Trine. And Peyton White planning on playing football and track at University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh.
Man, that's outstanding.
Mm, great.
Yeah, this has been one of the better senior classes that we've had with senior athletes. So it's pretty exciting to see them moving on, playing at the next level.
Now, are you excited about the changes in the conference? I mean, you got some a natural rival, neighbor coming into the conference. Should bring some good crowds for football and basketball and other sports.
Well, it's natural rival, distance. It's we play a lot of these schools already in middle school and, mm-hmm. and also in the sub varsity levels when we're trying to find games. So it makes a lot of sense for Niles to come into our conference. Makes a lot of sense for South Haven to come in. And there's maybe three or four other schools that are, you know, kind of peeking around the door. Maybe they might be interested coming in the next year or two.
With so many good things going on at Berrien Springs, one thing this past year that I was sad to see, and that was Bill Bergen deciding to step down as football coach.
Yeah, that, you know, I was listening to your show earlier. And by the way, Eau Claire also is entering into our mm-hmm. conference, and we don't play Eau Claire in a lot of sports, but we play them in some, but they definitely help our conference, as we have a diverse conference. Yeah. But with Bill, it was bittersweet, I think. I didn't realize that he's been coaching roughly about 35 years, you know, at one level or another. And so, you know, earlier in your show, you're talking about, you know, dean of coaches and whatnot. And I can't remember if I hired Joe Herzog at LMC, or maybe he was already there, but when I was at LMC back in 93, 94, you know, Joe Herzog was there. And I know at Berrien Springs, John Donnelly was coaching baseball, and mm-hmm. he's been coaching baseball at Berrien since, I think, 1980. So, you know, we've got a couple, and I'm sure we're missing a few, but we got a couple of dean of coaches throughout the area. And I think with Bill and his family, you know, they gave us everything they could, and I think he was ready to maybe move on to another chapter in his life.
Did you have to play, I don't know the best word to use here, I guess, facilitator or whatever with the Bergens, did they ever have any family feuds that you'd have to step in and say, hey, come on now?
Actually, I would step away.
Run away, probably.
They handled themselves quite well. They, you know, it was a family unit and still is. But, they did quite well on their own.
Man, and you're right. It is a great family. And getting to know each one of them, what a great group of individuals that – I mean, all of them doing what they do for the right reason, that is for the kids.
Absolutely. And their experiences throughout the years, with their dad coaching them and, you know, some of them playing college and whatnot, it was a great level of experience for our kids to enjoy.
And you've had great stability when it comes to head coaches at Berrien Springs. You got some long. You were talking about Coach Donnelly and that, and how long Bill Bergen's been coaching. You've got a lot of individuals that have been coaching there for quite some time.
We've been very fortunate in that respect. We also have been very fortunate in roughly 80% of our kids are, or not kids, but 80% of our coaches are on staff. And that makes a huge difference when the kids can see them in the hallways every day and they can make those other connections. You know, Larry Jackson was talking about having those connections with kids and having that sense of family. You know, makes a big difference if you can have people there that aren't just coaching. You know, they're seeing the kids every day, and they're getting a chance to get to know them besides their athletic attributes.
And I don't know if she was coaching before you got there, not, but Renee Volrath's been a standard at Berrien Springs too.
Yeah. Renee has been part of our programs, and you know, she played college ball back in her day, and she'll admit it, but sometimes she played for Lakeshore, so that's always a fun program to play because that's her alma mater.
That'd be kind of difficult at times, I guess, but fun.
Yeah.
So things are on track for the football stadium, at least as of right now, so that's good news.
Yeah, we're back on track. The field is supposed to be delivered, I think, in about 3 weeks. And that'll probably take about 2 weeks to install, and then the track will be laid down, and you know, the interior is getting put together. But like I said, we're shooting for September 1st. I've already got tentatively that we would play our first home game away at a neutral site, and hopefully that would be the only game that we play away.
Nice, very
good.
As long as you've been an athletic administrator, and it's probably hard to do this, do you have any guess what the fall might look like?
You know, there are a lot of factors. You know, we talk about, and I heard Neil and you guys talking about the all the preparedness that we need to put forth, and you know, I think there's still a ton of guidance that needs to come from MHSA so that we're all on the same page. You know, and then let's face it, let's be honest, our officials are aging. And we've got veteran crews that have done a great job, but, you know, some of them might look at it and go, I don't know if I want to be in that environment at this point in time. We also know that working out with the face masks is actually counterproductive and could be very harmful. So, you know, how do you move forward and try to get the kids prepared and ready so that they're not, you know, you're not potentially having injuries because they're not in condition. So this summer is going to be a big hurdle, but moving forward, you also have another moving part, and that's budgets. School budgets are going to be affected throughout the state. So I think it's all yet to play out and yet to be determined. I'm optimistic. I'm hoping that we can get it in and get going back to some normalcy.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice for a lot of people,
yeah.
All of us.
Sure would be.
Well, Alan, we appreciate your time. It's always good to talk Berrien Springs Athletics. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's just all the time, whether it be athletics or anything else, academics and the arts, there's always great things happening at Berrien Springs.
I would agree with you.
Well, it's always good to catch up with you. I always appreciate everything you you do for us, Alan.
And I appreciate you and Brett and everything you guys do for athletics and keep it, you know, the forefront. So just keep up the good work and, you know, keep calling us up and I'll get you coaches to come on.
It's a deal.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Berrien Springs Athletic Director Alan Alsbrough joining us here on The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We'll have a chance to throw this question around with Greg Younger from Lakeshore coming up in just a little bit. But when we talked with Neil Carter from Lake Michigan Catholic and now Alan Alsbrough, there are so many moving parts that you have to take a look at as far as getting things ready for the fall. And Alan mentioned school budgets, and we asked about the added expenses with Neil Carter, and there are going to be added expenses. You know, when we when people bring up
won't be food.
No, it won't be. Well, as a matter of fact, that might be sacrificed.
Well, we'll have to have some talks then.
Yeah, when the shot clock is brought up for high school basketball, the biggest thing that people say is, "Well, that's an added expense because schools have to invest in new equipment." But now getting ready for the fall, there are going to be many added expenses to make sure everything is in line and ready to go.
Yeah, there will be. And then I do think attendance will be down. There will be people who are not going to come back quite yet because they're cautious, and that's fine. But, yeah, there will be added expenses. And, you know, one thing I forgot to ask the coaches or the ADs is there was that chatter about switching fall and spring seasons. I'm not sure if that's still part of the chatter or if that's kind of gone by the wayside. But I do think people would like to resume to somewhat normalcy and just with maybe some restrictions on it in the beginning. But even with that, you know, you go out, there's a lot of people just like normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, at some point we just have to go through it and hopefully they can come up with something to curb the virus or cure it.
Restricted normal is better than what we've had the last several months.
Yeah, I think people are just kind of tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, and with the weather getting nice, it just makes it even more difficult to sit inside and stare outside.
All right. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have a chance to chat with Lakeshore Athletic Director Greg Younger. Brett and I here in the studio wishing we were at Henry's Hamburgers with you, but Henry's is still open. The drive-thru is, and you can take advantage of the full menu at Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. The Coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Scott McGee, owner of McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus on being polite, prepared, prompt, and professional. As Southwest Michigan's number one local carrier dealer and service expert, we take care of you, your existing carrier equipment, and carrier warranties. I want to invite you to join our McGee's family where we offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all AC systems. If you need a heating and air conditioning expert, please contact us at McGee'sHeating.com and we'll put you at ease.
The experience that our agents have is incomparable to any other agency in this area.
Jarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy. Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
It's the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and booster members, coaches, and athletic directors. The time is eventually going to come for you to look for ordering school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise. And when that time comes, keep your money local and put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. As they said, they are local, and they know you and your fans better than anyone else, and they're competitively priced as well. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check them out online, PremierPromos.com. Lakeshore Athletic Director Greg Younger joining us here on the coaches. How have you been?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. I was trying to think yesterday when I was finalizing everything for the show. It's like, man, when was the last time I saw or heard from Greg? It's been
a basketball season.
It's been a while. I saw you walking a couple times down by Lions Park there, but that was about it.
That's been about it. Man, some strange times. Yeah, Brett says basketball season, probably the last time I had actually had a chance to talk with you. And, man, it's been some strange times going on, but we're all trying to deal with it as best we can.
We sure are. We're ready to get back to having some kids around and being able to work with our athletes and seeing all you guys again.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked to the other ADs. You know, obviously, the spring was something no one could ever predict, but how is it not having and being around the kids? I mean, because that's, you know, kind of why you got into it was the kids and the scheduling and stuff, sure. But just the fact that you're not even around them anymore.
Right. It's been very eerie. You know, you just, I'll go to my office some now. I'm able to get back in there and work at least in my office. And there's no kids around, no cars in the parking lot, nothing happening in the hallways where you usually would walk out and, mm-hmm. you know, see all these kids and have all the interaction, and that's been hard.
I know, as a matter of fact, I think the last interaction I had with face-to-face with an athletic director, coach, or student-athlete is when I came to interview Coach Bittenbender and Micah Hanna.
Shane Williams, or Micah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably that Thursday or Friday, that Friday before we went on our hiatus here.
Yeah, it was.
Amazing.
It was you that tipped me off because I didn't get a chance to see or hear the news the night before, and you had mentioned me, so you heard, right? And I go, well, what are you talking about? And you told me what was going on. It's like, huh, I've been out of the loop.
Nothing new, though.
No, nothing
new. It's like home.
It happened fast. You know, that order came out at midnight on Thursday night, and we showed up at work on Friday, and all of a sudden we were planning for a shutdown for a while. And at that time, it was only going to be basically till right after our spring break or right up into our spring break. And, you know, obviously that changed very quickly.
We're talking Lakeshore Athletics with Athletic Director Greg Younger here on the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We were talking with Alan Alsbro from Berrien Springs a short time ago and how many great things have been going on at Berrien Springs. And we wanted to give you a chance to kind of recap and talk about some of the highlights this past school year at Lakeshore. And if you want, we can expand the show because you've had a lot of highlights this year.
We did. We've had a good year, and one thing about our tradition at Lakeshore is we're usually going to be competing for a lot of different things, and we're trying to do our best to stay at the top of our game all the time, and our coaches and kids just do an outstanding job of trying to make sure that we're competing at a high level as often as we can. And this year wasn't any different. The highlight of the year probably was our winter sports season, where we were able to win a division title in basketball and also in wrestling. And then, you know, I think about our wrestlers, and it had this had this pandemic started 1 week earlier, we would have had two kids that would have never won a state title or never even had the opportunity to do that. And Shane Williams and Micah Hanno both won state titles at the wrestling state finals. And that just blows my mind when I think about that, that if this would have happened 1 week earlier, none of those kids would have been able to even compete for that.
No, that's right.
Yeah, then your boys' basketball is getting ready to have a major showdown on that Friday night.
They were going to play Kalamazoo Central for the district championship, and we had played them a couple weeks earlier and played a tough game with them. We did not win when we played at Kalamazoo Central, but we had picked up the pace at the end of the year, and we were playing extremely well. Coach Schrader had those kids playing hard, and we had a pretty good rhythm going heading into that game, and it's just a shame that they weren't able to, see the fruits of their labor play out there.
And I'm sure Coach Schrader and Coach Clark are probably pretty happy that they get to move down to Division II for next season.
Yeah. What's funny about that is that we obviously the classifications came out, and we were Class A as a school district, but then when the basketball came out, none of us really looked at it until it was a little after the fact. And I one day was looking through some things, and I looked at the divisions, and I texted Coach Schrader, and I was like, I better call him because he'll probably fall over if I just text him and it goes to Division II. So he was happy about that. So was Coach Clark.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, because you go from being probably one, two, or three smallest in Division I to one or two, three biggest in Division II.
Right, and that makes a big difference in how you are. You'd always rather be the big fish in the small pond. So
that's what Phil is. He's the Hall of Famer here. Going back to football, how hard was it to convince Coach Dock to come out of retirement for football?
It was interesting. That was an interesting process. When I first talked to him, he had just come home from being up at Thornapple Kellogg with his son. He and Sue would move up to the Thornapple the last 3 years he's helped up there.
Mm-hmm.
But they would rent a house up there and live there from August till the football season was over, November. And they had just come home, and we were talking after things transpired here. And when I talked to him, I said, the first thing I want to do, our principal, Jeff Yoxetter, and I, we went to their house and
opened the door for him and waiting on the inside.
We opened the door for his wife to let us know if that was going to be an issue. and honestly, we did that on purpose just to make sure we weren't causing any problems, and we didn't. And he was all on board, and he wanted to make sure that he would have enough staff to be able to do the things that he liked to do and how he likes to do it. And it's been great.
And make sure he still has free time to fly his model planes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think the one thing, I think Uzlak has proven it, and being part of that when he got hired at St. Joe, and I think obviously Coach Bittenbender and Coach Doc, it's not an age issue. It really comes down to how they can the rapport with the kids, isn't it?
Rapport with the kids and just that trust that they build with the kids, and they those kids see how hard those guys work. All of the guys you mentioned, they're tireless in the amount of time and effort that they put into what they're doing. And when they do that, the kids know that they're not going to get shortchanged on anything. And it's not just, roll the balls out in August and okay, November's here and we're done and I'll see you guys next August. It's a lifestyle for all of them, and they are constantly working hard with these kids, and they're passionate about it. And you know, you look at what their hobbies are. Coach Doc likes to fly his model airplanes, but I think he likes to draw plays on paper and napkins as much as he likes to do that.
Well, yeah, when he sits at the round table with the guys at Martin's.
That's right.
Oh, that's
right.
A tough crew.
Those guys give him all of his ideas.
And if not, they're going to share them anyways.
That's right. They're going to let him know that he's wrong, no matter what.
So that you don't sit with that crew up there, I hope, too often.
No, I try not to. You can learn a lot if sitting there observing.
Yeah, we learned that when we did the show at Martin's.
Yeah, we did.
They're a great group of guys, though. They're very supportive of all of our programs, and they're always there for us, and that's a unique group of guys, and it's fun. And Coach enjoys being around them and just kind of, you know, shooting the breeze in the morning and having a good time with them.
And the sports taken away this spring, a couple of things that I thought of. Number one, what the softball team could have accomplished this year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the sky was the limit there.
It was. You know, we took a – that would have been a team that lost in the state championship game, and they lost one senior, Nadia Macarelli, graduated last year. And this year they would have been all the same kids. Gina Nate was coming back from an injury, and she would have been filled in, you know, in one of those spots. So they literally had everybody back, and the sky was going to be the limit. So it was very unfortunate. I obviously lived through that personally. My daughter Megan was one of those seniors that didn't get to play, but it's just been interesting to see the you know, we've had some great talks about it. We've had some good learning experiences from it, but still the pain is there for those kids for a lot of that. So.
And we're going to have a chance to talk with Stacy Hengie in just a little bit about girls track. But as far as the boys' side, Jacoby Young could have competed for a state championship.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he had that opportunity last year and would have been a very strong contender in both of those events again. And we just feel terrible for those kids. Our girls' tennis team had the opportunity, I think, to be one of the best teams that since I've been here in the last 10 years for us, and it would have been a pretty solid team.
And then, you know, I know for people going on Cleveland Avenue, maybe explain that big facility going up, because I'm not sure we quite understand what's going in there for you.
Uh-huh. That's the Cone family, again, has been very generous to us, and they're building a field house that'll have three gym floors basically in it side by side. So the you'll be able to have three basketball courts, and it'll amount to four volleyball courts. We'll have a new weight room in there. We'll also have a track that's kind of above kind of a second floor track that goes around the top of it that has about four lanes. And it'll be a great training facility. It'll relieve a lot of pressure on our gyms, especially in the wintertime throughout our district, that our gyms get used. If you saw my spreadsheet, that's our schedule for the gyms in the wintertime. That's you might have to have had calculus or beyond to figure it out sometimes, but It's amazing what the demand is for facilities like that with a lot of the different programming in our district.
Well, you mentioned facilities, and the facilities that you have. I mean, you had the opportunity to redo the main gym inside the school, and then the baseball facility, the softball facility, the football stadium, and now the new field house going up. There are colleges that wish they had what you have.
That's funny. We were just talking about that last night with some friends of ours. That it's amazing. Our kids just don't know how good they have it, and the benefit that they're the benefactors of everything that the Cone family has done for us out there. You think about the soccer fields, the baseball, softball, even the surface at the football field, our Rocket football field in our community, the LYBSA, the Baseball and Softball Association, has been upgraded significantly over the last 10 years with all the playing surfaces there. And we're blessed as a community to have the Cone family, Bob and Betty, and the Cone Bancroft Foundation has been very good to us. And our facilities are second to none. Our kids don't have a reason not to work hard, that's for sure.
We're talking Lakeshore Athletics with Athletic Director Greg Younger here on The Coaches on WSJM Sports. Before we let you go, and there is no answer as to what the fall is going to look like, because you need to get word from the MHSAA, from the state of Michigan and all that. But as we were talking with Neil Carter and Alan Alsbro, and all athletic directors are in the same boat, one thing that's at least for certain is there are going to be added expenses to athletic budgets now to make sure everything happens as they should, right?
Absolutely. You know, you think about all the new procedures and protocols that you're going to have to follow, and the cleaning supplies that you're going to have on hand, and even from the thermometers, you have to have the infrared thermometers to take kids' temperatures when they report to every practice now. Or every workout, you have to have. We've created a digital survey for the kids when they arrive on our campus to fill out and complete, and similar to probably what many people have to do on their jobs. You know, it'll ask you the questions: Do you have a fever, cough, sore throat? Have you been around anyone who's had the COVID-19? And all those kind of things that play into it, and that'll add some expense for sure. And, you know, you think about how do you sanitize softballs, baseballs, footballs, basketballs, and if you take a Clorox wipe to a leather ball, does it waterlog it, take the effectiveness, the tackiness of the grip to it? And you have to think about all those things that you never thought about before, really.
Yeah.
You know, Greg, we had heard some chatter a couple of weeks ago about the possibility of the MHSA switching the fall and spring seasons around. Has there been any more talk of that, or was it just at that point just talk and chatter?
I think it was some talk and chatter, but it got a little louder there for a little while. But I really don't think that that's going to happen. One of the things, you know, you think about if you were to do that, and let's say you had a spike in the virus and you had to shut down sports again, you literally would have kids that lost two spring seasons, in essence, if they were to compete in the fall this year. You could have a kid that walked in this year and was a freshman going to play baseball, and the first time that they'll ever get to play it would be when they're a junior in high school. And I think that'd be really hard. But on the other hand, you think about the revenue that the many districts rely on from their football ticket revenue, and that drives a lot of schools' budgets and what they're able to use for equipment and those kind of things comes from their ticket revenue. And if you were to say that we'd be further along, closer to a vaccine in the spring next year, and that the MHSAA ran their football tournament, you know, if they lost their football tournament in the fall this year, that's a huge revenue hit for them. And they already lost the basketball revenue from last year, as well as all the spring sports. Yeah. And that could put our state association in jeopardy as well.
Yeah, really. Well, before we let you go, I think there is one thing that is for certain in all of this is you are not going to have a normal summer as an athletic director.
No, I don't know what that word means anymore. That's for certain. You know, we're scrambling right now, you know, with the governor's latest thing where she said that we could have up to 100 kids, and the MHSA gave us a three-step guideline. And we, in essence, with what the restrictions were modified to, we've come into our kind of a modified step two of that process already. And then yesterday there were some announcements and talk of just different levels of how many groups in a, or people in a gathering there could be. That may change here over the next few weeks as well. And as that changes, so does our routine and our protocols that we have to follow. So you have to stay on top of that.
Yeah.
Could I ask a question?
All right.
Okay. How are you going to handle the weight room? Because that to me is, and I'm asking for myself too, that is going to be a tough one.
It is. It is. You know, you think about kids that are working hard and they're the proximity of a spotter and somebody who's really straining to lift a weight. If you're trying to push yourself, you may exhale and, you know, then all of a sudden the vapor droplets are out there. And you think about that. So the cleanliness, you know, some of the things that our district has is they call it our Clorox machine, but basically it goes in and it's a fogger that will attach the atoms. It'll spread a cleaning surface as thick as an atom, I guess is the way they describe it, across. It'll attach itself to the top and bottom of anything in that room. And that will help in cleaning things up as well and killing any bacteria that could be in there. And you got to get kids and coaches in the routine of wiping things down on such a regular basis that it just becomes normal to them.
Right. Well, as best you can, try to enjoy your summer.
I will do that. I will try to do that. This will be my first summer that I haven't had 6 or 7 weeks straight of travel softball with my own kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so it'll be interesting to not only have we had a kind of a shutdown and a weird end of the school year, but it'll be a lot more quiet for us travel-wise with my own personal life. So it'll be a different summer for us all around.
Most definitely. Well, Greg, as always, we appreciate your time. We always appreciate your relationship with us. It's something that we cherish, and we really appreciate everything.
Well, thank you, and I hope to see you guys at the ball fields here soon.
Most definitely. All right.
Thank
take care,
you.
Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Greg Younger, athletic director at Lakeshore High School, joining us here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. After the break, we'll talk Lakeshore girls track next with Coach Stacey Hingy on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hello, Southwest Michigan. Michael Ross here with City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the Crew in Blue, we would like to extend our thanks to all of you for your loyalty, trust, and patience during this most difficult time in our community. Our utmost concern is the health of you, your families, our crew, and their families. It is for this reason that we continue to operate under a restricted service schedule. If unsure of your needs, please feel free to call the Crew in Blue today. Until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay home.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
The coach is on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports. And if you are hungry for a Henry's, the drive-thru is open. And you can enjoy the entire full menu from Henry's Hamburgers through the drive-thru. It's Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. Stacey Henge is a girls track coach at Lakeshore High School, joining us here on The Coaches. Always good to hear from you and see you. And I hope you're doing well.
Yes. Same with you, Phil.
Yeah. And I know the anticipation you and the other coaches had going into the season, getting ready, and just to have the opportunity to talk to work with the young ladies and their potential. Man, what a gut-wrenching situation to not be able to have that happen.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We had very high hopes this season. I mean, we had the potential of making a regional run with what we had this year.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be very disappointing then.
Yes.
When you say the potential of doing that too, then that leads me to think that you had a lot of returners coming back from last year that you really had some high expectations for.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you dropped out there. You still there?
Yeah.
Let me take a commercial break. We'll hang up and try to give you a call back and see if we get a better signal. So we'll call you right back. Stacey Henge, girls track coach at Lakeshore, is joining us. We'll take a break. We'll see if we can get her back on and get a better connection coming up on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
They're here to help. That's the message the Siemens family wants you to know right now. While operating safely under current State of Michigan guidelines, Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Bridgman is open to repair or service your vehicle. If you want to shop new or pre-owned vehicles, you can even do that. Just go to Siemens.net for online shopping or call for an appointment. They'll even deliver a vehicle right to your driveway. Siemens in Bridgman reminds you we're in this together, and they're here to help if and when you need them.
That's a hot pizza.
It's not a smart idea to touch a piping hot Pizza Hut pizza right out of their 400-degree ovens.
Oh, that's smoking hot the pizza.
So they don't even try. From Pizza Hut sizzling hot 400-degree ovens into a box and headed to your home, your pizza goes hands-free. Order for delivery, carryout, curbside pickup, even contactless delivery upon request. They've doubled down on their industry-leading safety policies at your hometown Pizza Hut. Nobody out-pizzas the Hut.
The coach is on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald and Brett Witkowski. We have Stacey Henge back on the line with us, and I think we got a better cell reception there. But we apologize for that, Stacey. But you were talking about maybe some of the expectations and some of the young ladies you had coming back from last year's team.
Yeah, we had Morgan Tillman, who was a senior this year, who had qualified last year at the a repeat of that, and Emily here, 400 runner, 800 runner, we're expecting things from her, and then the week this year was the transfer of Lene Slaybeck from St. Joe.
Where do you think some of the strengths would have been for the girls track team at Lakeshore this year, as far as different category, sprints or field events or distance? Was there one or two that you were thinking would be a strength?
We would have been extremely strong in the field events and sprints and hurdles, for sure.
And you have coaches who help you out in those areas, don't you?
Yes, and we hired a new coach, Kroll, who is a teacher at the high school. She used to coach at Mattawan, and her strength is shot and disc, so we were anticipating a great improvement there.
Numbers wise, quite a few young ladies coming out for track still.
Yeah, we had with the first week of practice that we were allowed to have, we had around 40, which is our typical number. So yeah, we would have been good.
Nice.
And then conference wise, who do you think that you would have to butt heads with that would lead the pack?
Oh, gosh. Definitely St. Joe, Battle Creek is always super it's hard for us to compete in conference.
Yeah, I mean, this conference, whether it be girls' side or boys' side, is a very, very competitive track conference.
I mean, 4 years going home medals.
Yeah, I think you were breaking up again. Stacey, we're going to take another quick break and try one more time to see if we can get a better connection with you. So if you can hang on, we'll disconnect and try to get you one more time here as we continue our conversation with Lakeshore Girls track coach Stacey Henge here on 106.1 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
If you're an electrician, a good one, you're making a good paycheck. You should be. But look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career on a great path that includes an amazing health care plan, a 401k, and pensions, not to mention a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and Stacey Henge from Lakeshore Track is back on with us. And Stacey, you mentioned a couple of young ladies, but talk about maybe some of the top performers you were anticipating for Lakeshore Girls Track this year.
Natalie McConomy was with her, she's a sophomore with pole vault and sprints, and then the addition of Lene Slade was huge in sprints and hurdles and long jump.
And you mentioned the anticipation of possibly competing for a regional championship. Regionals would have been where for you this year?
At Lakeshore.
Wow, that's right. You would have been hosting regionals.
We would have been hosting, yes.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I remember talking with Bo DJ several months ago when he had brought that up, that you guys were going to be hosting region. When was the last time Lakeshore hosted a regional track tournament? Have you?
It's been a while. I think they did one.
Not in my time here, so it's been a long time.
Yeah. Wow. But now
we'll get it back next year.
Has that been decided? Will you have it next year?
Not yet, but I would. My assumption would be that they would just assign it to the schools that were supposed to.
Yeah, as long as they want it, that would make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Make their job easier too at the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you have had plenty of? Would the girls' track team at Lakeshore have been, you know, senior heavy, or did you have a lot of youngsters that you had some high hopes for?
We weren't super senior heavy. We have a good junior group, and then we had a nice group of freshmen and sophomores. So we kind of had a nice mix of everybody. It wasn't super heavy in numbers, so okay. It kind of evened out.
Nice.
How do you end up deciding like what events kids can run other than them wanting to run a certain event? Do you have a decent idea coming into the season where you might be able to place some of your ladies?
Yeah, usually, especially the ones that are returning, they pretty much stick with what they've been doing. I actually had some girls that wanted to try new events this year, which was exciting. And then, you know, we have girls that had never participated before, so they were really open to trying new things, which is good. So, yeah, we just kind of try different things out, see what fits for them, and go from there.
I know I've probably asked you guys this several times over the last several years. What's the hardest event to try to talk somebody into participating in?
The 2 mile.
Is it really? Well, I would imagine eight times around a trail. Well, I know this for a fact.
One time
I ran
around
it.
Do me.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget the eight times.
Yeah, eight times around, that gets a little tedious after a while.
It does. Because, I mean, a lot of our distance girls are cross-country girls, so a lot of them prefer cross because they're running freely. They're just not running in circles. So, and I get it. It's tedious, but you know, Brian would have been our...
I think you're back. Now, we were talking with Larry Jackson from Benton Harbor Track a short time ago, and with you as well. I got to imagine numbers at least could be decent at the in track because of the fact that so many student athletes, maybe track isn't their primary sport. Maybe it's basketball or maybe it is volleyball, but they'll use track to stay in shape.
Oh, definitely, for sure. And it's a sport where we don't have to make cuts. Mm-hmm. So we take everyone that wants to be a part of the team, which is one of the great things, I think, about track is the participation that's allowed.
And there's such variety in track, from sprints to mids to distances to field events. There's something any runner who wants to work at it can do.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I've got girls that strictly just do field events or will just do a running event. Yeah, you definitely have a choice. It's by far one of the best sports.
Yeah.
There's so many options.
Well, I know as tough as it was to see this season slip away because of the virus and the opportunities for the seniors, but as you look ahead to next year, you mentioned you had quite a few underclassmen as well. Even though you're still in the midst of being bummed out because the season was taken away, I got to imagine you've got some excitement for next year already.
Oh, yeah, and I've got girls ready to start conditioning already. So as soon as the 15th, start doing so.
I guess real quickly before we let you go, whether it be track or cross country, at least those are two sports where as far as training goes, you don't have any problem as far as social distancing goes.
Not following
no,
your 2 miles.
No, we don't. That is not an issue.
You ever have runners or, you know, when they're doing a 2 mile run, you ever have, or I've noticed that, you know, track meets people walk across the track or looking, you know, but have you ever had a 2 mile runner like run into somebody as they try to cross the track? Kind of like hitting a deer.
There's kids.
We've got you dropping out again, Stacy, but we'll let you go. We appreciate your time, as always, to talk some Lakeshore track. And, you know, sorry that we didn't get a chance to see the season play out and see you guys hosting regionals, but we're looking forward to next year already.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you take care.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stacy Henge from Lakeshore Girls Track joining us here in the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Take a break. More coming up on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Today you can buy your insurance on the internet, but if you have a house fire, you don't want your insurance over the internet.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey of IMS, an auto owner's agency, know that buying insurance online sounds easy, but there are risks.
There's very important medical questions like personal injury protection questions and whatnot if you have medical insurance. And if those aren't answered correctly, then in the result of a major accident, you may not have proper coverage.
IMS, an auto owner's agency, St. Joseph and Niles.
Hi, this is Scott McGee, owner of McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus on being polite, prepared, prompt, and professional. As Southwest Michigan's number one local carrier dealer and service expert, we take care of you, your existing carrier equipment, and carrier warranties. I want to invite you to join our McGee's family where we offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all AC systems. If you need a heating and air conditioning expert, please contact us at McGee'sHeating.com and we'll put you at ease.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dawn. I'm a skills trainer with Gateway Services. A lot of our clients all have the same hopes and dreams and fears that everyone else has. They just need support to overcome those different obstacles that they might have. I think the moment that I realized that I loved this job probably came the first time a client thanked me for helping them. I guess it's just the feeling of joy that it brings me, myself, to see them succeed at so many different things.
Learn more at GatewayVRO.com.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski. And again, if you're a booster member, a coach, or an athletic director, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local. They know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check them out online, premierpromos.com. We've had a chance over the last couple of weeks to talk with some of our area athletic directors and talk about the highlights at their particular schools for this past school year. And it is always tough. And I started thinking about this last night. It just, my head started to spin too, is things that stood out to me. Because if you look back to the fall and mm-hmm. then the winter, or normally when we have a spring, it is so hard to try to put a list of highlights together because you know you're going to miss something.
Yeah, you know, I think for me, athletic-wise, I mean, you can't overlook what Carlos Johnson, I think, has done at Benton Harbor and how he did it and chance to go play Division One. To me, you know, within the sport but not the individual side, it's just the constant change of conferences. Mm-hmm. It just continues to change. And I, you know, and I think the schools that made the moves this year, I get why they moved them.
Right.
You know, why Niles and South Haven, et cetera, moved. And, you know, that to me is always interesting. And Eau Claire, I think where they're moving to is by far makes the most sense.
It's a great move.
Yeah, I think for everybody involved, not just for Eau Claire, but for the rivals that it's going to create again. And then obviously just, you know, how the winter sports, especially girls and guys basketball, had a 48 to 72-hour whirlwind of how they were going to play. Limited play, and then no play, with hopes of playing, to no chance of playing. And just, you know, what we've experienced is something that'll be talked about for, you know, a couple generations on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and it so much has been made about the boys and girls basketball tournaments being halted, but when we were talking with Kevin Guzzo from St. Joe last week and other teams that schools that have swimming, they're individuals that were going to be competing at the state finals were actually just about ready to leave their schools when the athletic directors had to tell them, hang on, it's not going to happen. Hopefully today it's been canceled. At that time, they didn't know that that it was going to be canceled permanently, but the area swimmers and then competitive cheer, as Alan Ellsborough was talking mm-hmm. about, Berrien Springs had a chance to compete at the state. And that so they were, wrestling was the lucky sport, is they were able to finish their state finals before this whole thing exploded.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Michigan Lutheran girls actually had a pep rally
mm-hmm.
when they started finding out that, hey, we're not even going to get on a bus.
Yeah.
You know, because at that point it was limited to 50 people.
Right.
And again, so, you know, you feel bad for the seat. You feel mm-hmm. bad for everybody because, you know, you work hard in the off season, and next thing you know, you don't have a chance to finish it. But it's a hard lesson in life to maybe enjoy what you have today.
And to piggyback on what you said, too, how can you overlook what Carlos Johnson accomplished at Benton Harbor as far as highlights? And some of the other highlights for me is Bridgman girls cross country winning
Correct.
A state championship.
Yeah.
And then in wrestling, Shane Williams and Micah Hanno from Lakeshore and Nolan Wharton from St. Joe, all winning individual state championships as well.
And that had to be St. Joe's first state champ since 80s when Radenball was there.
I was going to say, you're going to have to, you may have to check with Coach Cruz
yeah,
as to when
right.
that was.
Well, and I think the other part of that wrestling was Benton Harbor for the first
Dash
time
Harris
ever
Moore.
was named the Bering County Wrestler of the Year.
Yeah.
His first time ever for Benton Harbor Wrestling. And so, you know, a lot of firsts in that sport this year.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Oh, that's a hot pizza.
It's not a smart idea to touch a piping hot Pizza Hut pizza right out of their 400-degree ovens.
Oh, that's a smoking hot pizza.
So they don't even try. From Pizza Hut sizzling hot 400-degree ovens into a box and headed to your home, your pizza goes hands-free. Order for delivery, carryout, curbside pickup, even contactless delivery upon request. They've doubled down on their industry-leading safety policies at your hometown Pizza Hut. Nobody outpizzas the Hut.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions, a service that causes some to drive out of town to fill. Is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
The word advanced implies a high level of skill, and a high level of skill is exactly what you get at Advanced Import Repair. AIR owner-operator John Van Lanningham has attained some of the most advanced master-level certifications available today. The advanced level of expertise your vehicle receives at AIR means you can breathe easy that the job's done right. Look no further than AIR in Benton Harbor across from RX Optical. Open to all makes and models, specializing in Asian imports like Toyota, Honda, Mazda, and Hyundai. Breathe easy with AIR Advanced Import Repair.
Hi, this is Scott McGee, owner of McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus on being polite, prepared, prompt, and professional. As Southwest Michigan's number one local carrier dealer and service expert, we take care of you, your existing carrier equipment, and carrier warranties. I want to invite you to join our McGee's family where we offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all AC systems. If you need a heating and air conditioning expert, please contact us at McGee'sHeating.com and we'll put you at ease.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, we wrap things up for the coaches, and Alan Ellsbro had touched base with us from Berrien Springs. He did say the competitive cheer team did compete at the state finals. It was the first time for them at the state finals. So I had misspoken saying that it was taken away from competitive cheer, but they did they were able to compete. So Alan, appreciate the heads up there, and also Dale Yoder, our longtime friend, baseball umpire with the Fruit Belt Officials Association. He says he can tell us how to get to Burr Oak if we want.
People usually tell us how to go places a lot of times.
He says he's originally from Sturgis, so he's been to Burr Oak a few times.
Yeah, he drove through there.
So appreciate that, Dale.
Remember the ML? Remember when ML said they got caught in a Burr Oak homecoming parade? Remember the football team?
Yes.
Remember
that? I do remember.
They got caught in their part of the Burr Oak homecoming parade.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, we wrap things up for not only today, but for another season of the coaches. And again, we started back in the middle of August, and here we are, second weekend of June now?
First
weekend. Yeah,
yeah.
First weekend of June. And I just personally want to thank all of the coaches for their time, and the athletic directors when they join us as well. And I've said this at the end of each season, whether it be the fall season or the winter season or the spring season, and I know you feel the same way. I appreciate, and we appreciate, the coaches coming on with us every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to come in to talk about a big win, but it's got to be extremely hard to come in and after a disappointing loss, and still they do it because they do it for the kids.
Yep.
And they want to make sure that the kids get their proper recognition. So on behalf of all of us here at WSJM Sports, I just want to thank the coaches for their dedication to the sport and their relationship with us and coming in every Saturday morning. This show doesn't happen if the coaches can't come in.
No, and they come in prepared.
They do.
They come in with the right attitude, and sometimes who they just lost to is following them on the show. You know,
right.
But the coaches off the air, just, you know, for listeners at home, they get along, they talk. Ron Briney is kind of like the norm.
He is.
From Cheers. He'll get there. See, Ron comes out at 9:15, 9:30.
Is it 9? Yeah.
I can't remember.
I can't even remember
but
what he's
there.
Is.
About 8:15.
Yeah. Oh, he would come out about 9:10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes he'd get there before you did.
Wow. Is that saying much? That's not like a very good standard to hold yourself to. Now, but yeah. You know, for listeners at home, the coaches, you know, they'll sit and talk to each other.
They will.
You know, because they're in the same trade. Yeah, they may be rivals, but they face the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of fun off the air, you know, listening to them and seeing them talk. And obviously, we miss being at Henry's. They've been a great place, and hopefully we can come back there again next year. So Make sure you support them and tell them, appreciate them helping with the coaches show, and Tom and Dave and Roger at times, you know, who always come to listen. And
right. Tom and Barb Strzokowski would come in.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yep. They haven't seen them for a while. So it's definitely been a different period, but, you know, I appreciate, you know, having played in the area, coached in the area, have daughters who have gone through the area and played, the dedication that you and the money that WSJM continues to invest in the youth in this area, because I think we take it for granted in this area, but most kids don't get games in high school on the radio on a consistent basis. Schools have their own station for football, whether it's Benton Harbor, whether it's St. Joe or Lakeshore. Then we fill in when we can with LMC and ML. Then you get to all the schools for guys basketball. And then on the girls' side, you know, the equal opportunity that WSJM provides to the women's sports in this area is unheard of across the state and across this region. So, you know, as parents of daughters, I've always appreciated what WSJM has done, especially for women's sports, by giving them equal opportunities, both on a coach's show and then, you know, during the regular season.
It is definitely a blast, and I've said it before, I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else. So I
well,
look
no one else will do it.
Well, that's it.
I mean, let's be honest.
Okay. Yeah, nobody else will put up with me. But even though this is the last coaches show, we'll still keep you up to date on what's going on moving forward for high school sports online at WSJMSports.com or on the WSJM Sports app. If you have not downloaded the WSJM Sports app yet, do so. The next opportunity you have, all the information is there. So if there are, when there is news from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, we'll put it on the app. We'll put it on the website. And if there are any interviews to do as far as moving forward, you can catch the podcasts on the WSJM Sports app or WSJMSports.com. And over the summer, we're going to try to catch up with some of the former student athletes that have moved on to college athletics or even graduated college now and hear from them with podcasts on the WSJM Sports app and at WSJMSports.com. So for Brett, it's Phil wrapping up the coaches, and we will we'll be back at it middle of August, which is going to come up real soon.
Yeah, we got Emily heading back to school for her final year, which is hard to believe. It was real interesting. And a young parent who's got a sixth grader wants to get involved lifting, so we met at the school, had the mask on and everything, just to show. And then I'm thinking, I had Emily start when she was in seventh grade, and here she is going to be a senior in college. So it's just kind of weird how long it's been going. And, yeah, we did all the social distancing.
Yeah.
You know, had the mask and, you know, just – because she just wanted to see what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's weird for her. You know, I've been going to my kids' sports for, you know, it was 20 years.
Right.
And this is it.
Well, yeah.
So I will be missing a few shows in the fall to watch her play her last soccer.
Oh, I don't blame you, yeah.
And her last few college basketball games.
Well, it'll be rough on you because you've had the two daughters, Emily and Elizabeth, through high school athletics, college athletics, and when – Emily's done after her senior year. Ooh, yep. That's going to be a void.
Yeah, I'm hoping, you know, when I can retire for good, that might be the time the grandkids, you know,
right.
If they, you know, if they have them, start playing sports. And then, like Amy said, you'll base our travel based off their schedule. And that, she's right. That will be.
She's right, as always,
yep,
right?
Yep.
All right, again, stay tuned for a rebroadcast of Benton Harbor's 2018 state championship matchup with Grand Rapids Catholic Central. It is straight ahead. But again, thanks so much for supporting the coaches. We'll see you sometime in mid-August as we hopefully get things up and ready for the fall sports season. We'll keep you up to date on everything on the WSJM Sports app and at WSJMSports.com. For Brett, it's Phil. Thanks so much. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's just after 10 o'clock.